Hi there, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. Kind of dark days, huh? Talking to some of my friends, and a lot of them are really not depressed, but more like discouraged and kind of hopeless of any progress in the process of evolution. One of them did point out and said basically, Frank, he talked about me, you don't seem as hopeless. He said, you tell us why? And first of all, I think that's true. I don't feel as hopeless or discouraged as many of my friends do. And that's not to say some days that I don't get pretty down in the dumps and like, it's, hey, you know, why do we keep doing this stuff? Why do we keep trying to evolve? But I did consider, I think he's right. I'm maybe a little more hopeful than most of my friends. And I kind of started thinking, you know, why is that? And one of the things for sure, and we pointed out in the last podcast, is I see a lot of good going on in the world. And in that podcast, I suggested going to Daily Peacemaker and, you know, check out the resource page. And it has a lot of stuff there that will lead you to see what a lot of the good things that are going on, you know, the good news that's available. And but then more than I started thinking, you know, what is it that keeps me hopeful? And I came up with evolution, life, and love. The three kind of areas, I guess, or structures that give me hope. And let me try to explain those a little more. You know, it's easy to just throw these words out and yeah, everything's great, you know. Evolution for me, now this is all my understanding and I'm far from an expert on any of this, but for me evolution is basically the history of life. And it's okay, well, great, Frank, what is life? You know, and that's I find that a little hard to describe. What is life? I think it's one of those words that we kind of know what it means, but when we actually try to describe it, gets a little difficult. But I would say life is being. You know, I have life, you have life. Life goes on all around us. We talk about it all the time. How's life treating you? Oh, I'm leading the life of a great dreamer. What else do we say? You know, life's got me down. I'm not feeling very alive today. Those types of things. So life is really the creation of beings. And when you look at evolution, it's sort of the history of life. And you go back, what is it, 3.5 billion years. And life, in my opinion, has evolved more and more from way back when, you know, the tiny molecules and atoms and pieces of dust and quanta, and it's evolved in the sense of creating new beings, more advanced, I would say, types of creatures, more sophisticated, more complex in the sense of the parts that they have that make us up. Look how complex the human body is in the sense of all the different parts and how they they work together, not complex and, oh man, that's hard to understand, but more the pieces. There's so many pieces and they're so connected and they all work together quite a bit. And then you take what I would call love, which to me is an energy, and love is, it's like the energy, the heartbeat, the like little energy, I said that energy, little machine, engine, that's the word I was looking for, that keeps life moving forward. And love, from my perspective, likes to create and likes to connect. So this energy, this thing that we call love, creates more and more complex beings and systems, because it's always looking to connect. And so when I look back over the 13 and a half billion years that this has been going on, that life, what's a good word, powered by love, has created more and more beings, in the sense of more being, not in the sense of many, but more in the sense of more complex, more sophisticated, more able to do things. And I see that process going on. Well, that's great. Yeah, well, good for you, Frank, but where's it going? And my belief is it's heading, it wants to go to what Teilhard called the Omega Point. People call it unity consciousness, the oneness, nirvana, fullness of Buddha, so it's this place where creation, all of creation, lives in harmony. And when an issue arises, it's not about competition, it's more about working together, being coordinating and working together. And true, and that's what this whole thing, life, love, moves us forward to create new beings, to cooperate and to connect and to move to these higher levels of being. You know, granted, right now there seems to be a lot of areas where there's this disconnect and competition. And again, when you look back over the 13 and a half billion years, the evolution, life, does make mistakes, for lack of a better word, where they have to, it regresses, life regresses, and this chaos. And as many of you know, good things can come out of chaos with chaos theory. And we seem to be in this place now where there is a lot of disconnect and competition, and my country is the best and my tribe is the best. And what happens in the process of evolution and the process of life growing is when you move from one level to another, it gets scary because you're not quite sure how this new level is going to be. So that's why there's often a regression or a stoppage of growth, because the level that you're at is comfortable and it's working well for you. And if other parts of life, creation, evolution are trying to move forward, you don't want to follow that because of fear. So I think some of that's going on. You know, we were, we being humans, but more than that, creation, because we're only humans are only the latest creation of life. So I mean, it's been going on 13.5 billion years, so we show up and it's not like, whoa, here finally we got these creatures. No, we need to not get too hung up on ourselves and not take ourselves so serious. But at the same time, realize that we're standing on the shoulders, so to speak, of creatures, creation 13.5 billion years old, and still moving forward. And that there's a whole lot of stuff going on out there, as many of you know, with artificial intelligence and that. And there's some really interesting book. Maybe we're getting a little over the, I try to keep this at 10 minutes. So anyway, one of my friends asked me in terms of this, keeping this process going, that question, what could I do? I'm only one. There's all these big movements and structures and systems that are moving us backwards. And I said, what can we do? And I said, well, the number one thing you got to do is go to the Daily Peacemaker and read and listen to some of those podcasts. No, I didn't say that. Not that that's a bad idea. But, I would say quickly, three things. For sure, get a contemplative practice. Hang out with good friends that can support you, when you get sort of down a little bit. And find the passion. What really motivates you, turns you on, gives you energy? And yes, I know that's hard to do. And also, our passions, our interests can change from at different periods in our life. And I realize a lot of people that all their energy has to go into surviving in terms of food and shelter and that. So I do understand that. But there, if you can find your passion, whatever it might be. And all right, let me stop there. Thank you for hanging out with me. And maybe continue along these lines the next time. So maybe walk in peace. And as always, good to be with you. All right, you all take care.